flashlights. More than a dozen high-significance microlensing events of extremely magnified stars and galaxies at redshifts z equals 0.7 to 1.5, by Patrick L. Kelly et al. Once only accessible in nearby galaxies, we can now study individual stars across much of the observable universe aided by galaxy cluster gravitational lenses. When a star, compact object, or multiple such objects in the foreground galaxy cluster lens become aligned, they can magnify a background individual star, and the timescale of a magnification peak can limit its size to tens of O. The number and frequency of microlensing events therefore opens a window into the population of stars and compact objects, as well as high redshift stars. To assemble the first statistical sample of stars in order to constrain the initial mass function, IMF, of massive stars at redshift z equals 0.7 to 1.5, the abundance of primordial black holes in galaxy cluster dark matter, and the IMF of the stars making up the intracluster light, we are carrying out a 192-orbit program with the Hubble Space Telescope called Flashlights, which is now two-thirds complete owing to scheduling challenges. We use the ultra-wide F200LP and F350LP long-pass WFC3 UVIS filters and conduct two 16-orbit visits separated by 1 year. Having an identical roll angle during both visits, while difficult to schedule, yields extremely clean subtraction. Here we report the discovery of more than a dozen bright microlensing events, including multiple examples in the famous Dragon Arc, discovered in the 1980s, as well as the Spox and Warhol arcs that have hosted already known supergiants. The ultra-deep observer frame ultraviolet through optical imaging is sensitive to hot stars, which will complement deep James Webb Space Telescope infrared imaging. We are also acquiring large binocular telescope Lucy and Keck IMOSFIRE near infrared spectra of the highly magnified arcs to constrain their recent star formation histories. This was Flashlights. More than a dozen high-significance microlensing events of extremely magnified stars and galaxies at redshifts z equals 0.7 to 1.5, by Patrick L. Kelly et al.